Michael Arrington goes off on TechCrunch today about a new scheme. I think it's, is it Warner that's
yeah,
putting this
forward? Yeah, this is from Warner and their latest. They've hired this new guy, Jim Griffin, who is the former head of Geffen Music, and he's all about these new strategies to, instead of punishing people for use, to monetize use. So he's making, I think, the strongest push yet for what is essentially an ISP, a music tax.
Yeah, you would get a monthly fee of, say, around $5 added to your ISP bill, and that would give you unlimited access to music that you could download, copy, and share.
Mm-hmm.
They estimated that this could provide as much as $20 billion a year to reimburse artists. What's wrong with that? $20 billion a year to reimburse artists and copyright holders. Don't they deserve that?
That's double the current size of the recorded music industry, which is $10 billion.
So it's a pretty good racket for them. So then why don't they cut the fee to $2.50 a month?
Well, because then they wouldn't be able to extort ludicrous amounts of money. Because the thing is, here's the thing. They don't want to pay the artists digital distribution in the first place. And the only way that they're willing to justify that in their greedy little hearts is to double their overall revenue so that they can actually see fit to pay the artist for digital distribution, which, by the way, is the thing that they claim that they're not making enough money at.
So, well, but what's wrong with this? Let's say we do go with Jason's idea to go to $250.
Mm-hmm. Then it's whether you want it or not, right?
Everybody gets it.
Everybody has to pay it, regardless of whether you're ever going to use this service.
Now, everyone becomes a pirate.
Is this voluntary?
Well,
legally.
So the ISPs are just supposed to all jump on board to do this?
Yep.
Or they want it to be the law?
I'm pretty sure they want it to be the law.
Yeah. Because you don't put a law in place to protect an industry.
Griffin did not.
That's not true, actually. You do it all the time.
That's kind of how we roll lately.
To legislate the existence of an industry, I would think.
Well, and that's what this comes down. This is sort of, they've been painting this as a last-ditch effort to keep the industry afloat. And it's like, you know what? I'm sorry. Every internet user in the United States should not have to pay a fee to keep the music industry afloat. That is, last time I checked, the onus of running a business. If you want it to stay in business, you find a good business plan. And your good business plan is not taxing every internet user to pay for music, because internet does not equal music consumption. Just say no.
Okay.
The other thing that it does is, which is especially disturbing to people, to independent artists in particular, is this isn't the kind of thing that artists are universally on board with, because it protects the huge music labels. They're the ones who reap most of the benefit. It kills competition in the independent music space.
I think that's a good point. Much like the Copyright Royalty Board has the right to collect money on your behalf and not give you any of it, this should probably work that way too.
Yeah.
Like they should be collecting money for every piece of music ever created, whether you're in the system and getting money out of it or not.
Right, which is probably how they wouldn't. They haven't given any details about distribution so far, only collection.